Gotta get my chair centered. You know, we gotta be in the center of the picture. That's our perfectionism. Come on in. Come on in. Let me get the chat up. There we are. So come on in here. I know it's strange for me to be doing a show on a Saturday, but I just felt like we all needed a pep talk. You know what I mean? A pep talk. So get on in here. Not many in here yet. So tell us where you're from, what you're doing for Family Fun Day. It's still early on the West Coast, but it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. Come on in. Come on in. Good morning, Sage. And Midori? Yeah, I think that's right. Come on in. So I have decided, that we need to get back to basics. Yeah, get back to basics. So I'm working on some graphics. We've got a whole system laid out. And we're going to get back to basics this next week. Yeah, I know you don't know what that's got to do with anything, but sometimes we just need to hunker down and do what we need to do because we can't accomplish anything out in the world because that's not our wheelhouse. We got to stay focused on what we can do as the matriarch of our family or the patriarch of your family, if our guys are in here. But the main thing is we've got to focus on what we can do. Robert was quoting something the other day, and I don't know who it was from, but he said, you do what you can with what you have where you are. Just that simple. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And this is what getting back to basics is all about. I know many of you have our tools, but you know, you hadn't even taken them out of the package. And if you don't have our tools, we got a great deal going on right now with our complete pack. It's everything you need to get started with Fly Lady. I mean, everything but the kitchen sink. So get on in here. Get on in here. And we have got to stay focused on what we can do right where we are. Now, we've been doing 40 bags in 40 days. We've been doing that for, 2-3 weeks now? And we've got until it's supposed to go on from Ash Wednesday to Easter. But it doesn't matter. You just jump in right where we are. And you can count your own 40 days. But we're going to get back to basics. Now, what are basics? Basics are shining your sink. What's for dinner? A load of laundry each day. Swishing and swiping your bathroom every day. Making your bed. These are basic things, just basic things. And we need to just circle the wagons and focus on what we can do where we are. Yeah, you heard it. We can't change what's going on anywhere else in the world. We can't broker peace, but we can pray for peace. We can't go into Washington, D.C. and clean house. We can't do that. But, you know, we can pray for good people to do the right thing. And we can do a load of laundry. And we can fold our clothes. And we can put them away. And we can declutter a bag of trash every single day. Yeah, I said trash. Because what you've been holding on to is a cocoon. It is a cocoon to keep you isolated. So, y'all, we're going to batten down the hatches and we're going to take care of what we can take care of. We're not going to jump in anybody else's wheelhouse. We're going to take care of our homes. Because we don't want anybody else coming in and decluttering our homes. No, we don't want that, because they would throw away something we want to keep. So we've got to take care of our stuff. Our little neck of the woods. Not somebody else's. Ours. And we do it by watching our videos. By reading our essays. And we're getting back to basics on Monday. Yeah, so many people are suffering with depression, anxiety. You know, anxiety comes from watching TV. You don't even have to have the volume on and you can get anxious. But we're going to take care of the things we need to do. We've done this many times before. In 2001, we were here. And, you know, we went from being in a military format, which we were doing a major declutter with a military theme, to tucking you in bed at night. So, y'all, let's do what we can where we are. And sometimes we need just a little bit of fly washing. Yeah, fly washing is what I do every day. Discuss things with you. We talk about them. And then we get up and do something. And sometimes we get up and do something right here. So we've played games. We've played songs. We have had fun. But now it's time to buckle down, hunker down, and get some stuff done. So let's all talk about what's for dinner. Last night, we had corned beef and cabbage, potatoes and carrots, and it was lovely. But you know, it messed with me. It messed with me because it was Friday, and that's our pizza day. So it's going to seem like Friday all day long today, but it's Saturday. So tonight, we'll probably have pizza. We'll probably have pizza because we got to get back on that. You know, we haven't skipped a week of pizza in a long time. So what are you having for dinner tonight? Are you going to make homemade pizzas with the family? Justin's got a great recipe for pizza dough. And a fun way to make pizza is just takes fresh tomatoes. But it's on our YouTube channel. And if Justin's in here, he can share that link with people. Maybe put it out as a short. But making pizza is fun for the family. My grandson is just getting home from his trip from Big Bend, Texas. It's part of a youth group. They took 15 people down to Big Bend, Texas, and floated and had a good time. They're just getting back home. I'm so proud of them. We got some great pictures, by the way. Great pictures. And everybody's going to be back home. Everybody be safe under Grandma's wings. Hamburgers on the barbecue. Oh my, that would be fun. Homemade chili in the crock pot. It's cool here this morning. Robert had on his outdoor clothes this morning. I said, "What are you going to do? It's so cold out." He said, "It'll warm up this afternoon. I'm going to do something this afternoon." Because he's tired of being inside. He's usually outside, winter and summer. So let's stay focused on our homes, getting back to the basic things. like doing a load of laundry every day, swishing and swiping, knowing what's for dinner and starting it in the morning. So you don't have to think about it the rest of the day. When 9/11 happened, when the, you know, the airplanes and all that stuff, when all that happened, we were focused on getting rid of clutter. Yes, we were focused on getting rid of clutter, and people continued to get rid of clutter. They turned their TVs off because it was the same thing over and over and over and over again. So the only thing I want you to listen to over and over and over again is our Fly Lady channel, either on YouTube, on Facebook, but our videos are all on YouTube. And just, you know, I've sent out a testimonial this morning of a lady who put me in her pocket. She put me in her pocket. She was fighting depression and anxiety. And she started realizing that, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it, are you depressed and you start holding on to things, or you hold on to things, which causes depression? It doesn't matter. You got to start getting rid of it right now. You got to start getting rid of it. So, y'all, we have to batten down the hatches and just make our home the sanctuary. You know, start building your pantry if you don't have one. Start building it a little at a time. Go to the dollar store and just pick up a few items to go in your pantry. I was listening to a podcaster this morning, and he has a dry goods pantry. And they needed some super glue. Did they have to run to the store and get it? No. They, you know, their junk drawer in the kitchen was cleaned out, but their super glue was dried up. So he went to his dry goods pantry, not just food, and got super glue. When you need super glue, you need super glue. I was telling a story about Dr. Kemp the other day. Well, Dr. Kemp is the one that his unit in Vietnam practiced using super glue to close wounds. Super glue to close wounds. Can you imagine? And it works. And they still use it. So, y'all, we got to take care of turning our little home. Now, many years ago, I used to write a newspaper column, and it went around the world. And it was like in 180 different newspapers. Now, newspapers have gone kaput. So our newspaper is the internet right now. But this was in Israel. Somebody would translate my messages every week into Hebrew. And we got this testimonial from a lady who decluttered her home, because at that time, her home was messy, but they were also having bombings in Israel. My sister Susan went to Israel, and she got baptized in the Jordan River and did lots of things. But then there were bombs being launched, and she's saying, "Sister, I'm hearing explosions. What do I do?" And I said, "Well, you got to stay where you are. Put your shoes on." It was the middle of the night. Put your shoes on. Put your passport on your person. On you. Not in a purse. On your person. And your wallet on your person. And be ready to take off. She was in a hotel room. So, having a place, knowing your surroundings. But this lady in Israel, she turned her home into a sanctuary. And that's our goal. Many years ago, I've started sync reflections wherever my sync reflections is. Let's see if it's in. This is an original copy. And I don't know if we did this in the first book. But here's the dedication to the book. This book is dedicated to you who have suffered in silence, thinking they were the only one in the world who lived in chaos. This is my original book. Where is... Trying not to fall off the... There it is. So here's the beginning of this book. This is the newest edition. They turn, you know, I wanted it kept hot pink because we lose it in our hot spots. And when it's hot pink, you can find it. But they wanted to change the color. Dear Fly Lady, I wanted to let you know about the wonderful B&B my husband and I stayed at this Memorial Day weekend. A small but simply furnished kitchen was well stocked with the delicious, healthy snacks and meals. Homemade waffles and blackberries were served from a beautiful, clean kitchen. The living areas and the bedrooms were furnished with fresh, plumped pillows and lovely matching sheets and down comforter and scented candles everywhere. The bathroom, bubble bath, lotions, fresh white towels. The library was stocked with books, magazines, and videos. Best of all, my husband and I spent time together with no interruptions, chores, or traffic. Okay, you guessed it. Thanks to you, this is my home. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Laura in California. When I was reading that testimonial, when it first came into me, I was on the treadmill. And I got so excited. I said, I want to know where this place is. Guess what? You're sitting in it. It's your home. It can be your home. If you'll start getting rid of clutter, if you'll start making room for the things you really need. Sometimes I used to play a game with myself when I was decluttering. And the game was, if I moved into a tiny house, you know, 1/10 the size of my house. We're about 1,200 square feet up here. We've got some outdoor living space. Downstairs, we've got Robert's office and a lot of storage. But say I moved to something that was maybe 1/4 the size, 500, 400 square feet. What would I take with me? In the kitchen, what would I take with me? I'd take a set of dishes. I might not need a set of dishes, but when you see people who live out of vans, they have two plates, two forks, two knives, two spoons. They have just the basics. What would I take with me? I would take my little egg skillet. I would take a larger skillet, cast iron, because that's all I use. I would get rid of everything else, but just the things that I use. I would have one pasta pot, and I would have a 2-quart saucepan. That's all you really need. That's all you really need. So, y'all, let's get back to basics. Let's start doing the things that make a difference in our home. Getting rid of clutter. Doing a load of laundry every single day. Swishing and swiping your bathroom so it always looks good. Emptying your dishwasher. I mean, we ran the dishwasher when we went to bed last night. Got up this morning to clean dishes. And I think Robert's in there right now, emptying the dishwasher. So we have a dirty dish disposal unit. Now get dressed to lace up shoes every single day. Don't wait around till noon. Get it done. So don't waste this precious time that you have right now. We've got to take care and turn our homes into this sanctuary. What the lady from Israel said, she said, we would go out into the world and it would be stressful with car bombings and all kinds of stuff, but we would come home to a place of peace. 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 And peace starts with you. Starts with you. I was reading the end of Proverbs last night before I went to bed, and it said, it's better to live on a portion of your roof than in a house with a quarrelsome woman. You've got to change your attitude. You've got, everything is not a battle. Bite your tongue. Be kind to others. You can do this. You don't have to fight about every single thing. Be like-minded. Do what you need to do to turn your home into this sanctuary. Even if it's just one room at a time. One room. Our bedrooms, that's our focus for next week, is our master bedrooms. Let's turn it into a beautiful place to be. But you can't let the living room and the kitchen and your entrance just fall apart while you all you do is focus on your bedroom. No, you got to get your morning routine done. And then you spend 15 minutes in your bedroom. So folks, let's stay focused. Let's get the dishwashers empty. Let's get the crock pots filled. Let's get the washing machine going. You get those appliances moving. If you've got a sink full of dirty dishes, empty that dishwasher and put those dishes in it and run it. If you don't have a dishwasher, which I didn't for about 6 months last year, get the sink full of hot soapy water going and a sink full of rinse water and just start washing those dishes. And you know, you'll be surprised at what you can get done in 15 minutes. You can do anything for 15 minutes. Even wash a sink full of dishes. Get that hot soapy water going, and you'll even get a manicure on your fingers, on these hands. And then when you're finished, you can put some wonderful lotion on, and you're going to have a spa treatment at the same time you get your kitchen clean. So don't waste another day feeling sorry for yourself. It's up to you. If it's going to get done, it's up to you. Don't wait. So we're going to kick off back to basics. I might even start it today. Who knows? If I get on a roll, I'm liable to get a whole week's worth of stuff ready to go. So let's turn our homes into this sanctuary. Let's turn off the outside world from coming in and destroying us. Yeah, that's where the anxiety comes from. Turn it off. And I mean, turn it off on your phone too. Turn it off on your phone. Only listen to beautiful music. Don't look at, turn off all your notifications. So let's take the time today. I know it's family fun day, but you can spend 15 minutes, you know, putting in a load. It takes 3 minutes to put in a load of laundry. It takes 3 minutes to empty your dishwasher. It takes 3 minutes to run the mop and get your floors looking good. Stop saying I don't have time and say I can. I can do this. Don't wait, because your family's sanity and peace is at stake here. Come together. Be a team. Okay, folks. We got our marching orders. Let's see what our little devotional is for today. Today is the 18th. God made us out of dust, and when we fail, He has compassion on us because He remembers what we're made of. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. This is from Psalms 103, verse 13 and 14. Let's get it done, y'all. Let's get it done. Back to basics. Back to basics. Back to basics. Now, we have some great tools right now. I got to throw in a commercial, you know that. But we have the complete package that has everything but the kitchen sink in it. Get it ordered. We'll get it shipped to you next week. It's one of the few places you can get your feather duster. We have the Dust and Shine Pack, which is the feather duster and a pack of our microfiber cloths. And they, you get to pick out the color you want. People love purple. That's our most favorite color. So get your Dust and Shine Pack if you want the duster. We're not selling them individually right now because we don't have many left. And let's get started. Let's get started. We're going to be in our master bedroom next week. And it's going to look wonderful by the time the week's over with. We've been in our main bathroom this week. So let's get some things done. You can do this. I will catch you later. I don't know that I'll do a 3 o'clock this afternoon, but you never know. You never know. As Mark Lowry says, just whenever. I'm liable to pop in. Anyway, y'all keep shining. Keep calm and keep shining. I love you all. Be good, kind, and sweet. Be good to yourself by doing just 6 things. 6 things can make your house look wonderful. And what are those 6 things? I've been over them. Get dressed to lace up shoes. Shine your sink. Do a load of laundry. Empty your dishwasher. What's for dinner? And swish and swipe. Those 6 things. Be kind to others. Especially those in your own home. Don't be ugly. Guard your words. Say good things. And here we go. Next is let the joy that is in your heart overflow and show the world that you're a child of the Most High, the only God in the universe. I love you all. I will catch you maybe at 3 o'clock. You never know. But I'll be sending you something in email. And I'm going to send out an email that I'm going to need your help on, y'all. I'm going to need you to click on something, to reply to or something. Because these algorithms are messing with us. And we're going to defeat them in the name of Jesus. We're going to win. Catch you all later.